There you go. The artist is Sierra West. The song is called Hold Your Fire. That's track one. And I guess the title track from her latest LP, which I'm holding in my hand right now. There's five tracks on this thing. Amazing songwriter from Southern California. I guess it's safe to say you're from Southern California now, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Sierra, I know. It still feels strange.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Sierra West, if you haven't figured it out, is in our Pearl Street studios today or this early evening. And thank you so much for taking the time, my friend.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we would have done this sooner or later, you know, and it's finally nice to have you here in our studio. So originally you are from where?
Boston.
And what brought you out to Southern California in the first place?
Oh, gosh. What didn't bring me out here? Really?
Was it music related?
It was partially, yeah. I was ready. You know, I kind of cut my teeth in Boston and was ready for a nice change. There was a lot of really great songwriting organizations and communities, especially in San Diego. So
right.
That's where
so
I
that
went.
Was part of the appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. San Diego especially, I feel like there's a lot of great musicians. Everybody's got each other's back, more or less, and there's a lot of great venues to play. You know?
Yeah, there's lots of collaborations to do, so
right?
That's nice.
Do you have any favorite venues you've been playing as of late?
I love Lestat's. Mm-hmm. Just very fun, and, you know, I just love the sound there. It's just amazing.
And one might say that's a traditional listening room where people show up and they're really into the music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Again, this is Sierra West in our Pearl Street studios. The website is sierrarocks.com. We tweeted at each other a little while earlier. Again, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. For an independent artist, you gotta push all your stuff digitally as well. Where could people find you on Twitter?
Oh, they could find me at Sierra West Music.
And at Sierra West Music,
yes,
naturally.
The whole at sign.
So how many releases are available to the general public right now besides the Holy Fire EP?
I have two, actually. I have an EP that I did back in Boston called Rocks. And that's where the Sierra Rocks came from.
Well, there you go. Sierra West is not like your stage name or anything, is it? Because what
a great
name you have.
Yeah, I had lost my older brother who was a musician. He was a really just outgoing, extroverted, kind of smiley guy.
Yeah.
And I was the quiet one. And so I took his middle name as my last name. So it's actually what I go by for music. It's a nice way to keep him a part of it all. So
again, Sierra West is here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Pretty soon we're going to hear another track off the Hold Your Fire EP. And you agreed to come in and play some tunes for us, and we do appreciate that. Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is it always the guitar for you?
Well, you know, I've been known to be really efficient at the washboard tie.
What is a washboard tie? Just the traditional washboard?
It's like an actual tie.
Oh.
It is a washboard.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty incredible. I got it at McCabe's. I love that place.
McCabe's is what?
It's an amazing guitar shop up in Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you tapped into the Los Angeles scene? Have you played Room 5 or Hotel Cafe or any of those venues quite yet?
I have played Room 5. I really dig the feel. I love the, you know, the whole, it's very loungy. I just love it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been up there, but it's incredibly relevant as far as like the artists they've been pulling to play those type of venues up there in LA. I can't wait to check it out, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So what are some of the themes that you have been writing about, especially on this EP that I'm holding right now, Hold Your Fire?
That EP is very special because a lot of those songs stemmed from a writing retreat I used to go to up in Northampton, Mass. With Nerissa Nields. And she does a wonderful weekend retreat called Writing It Up in the Garden.
Wow.
And so that's just really inspired by a whole community of writers, not just songwriters, but novelists and poets and playwrights. It's just amazing, amazing energy. And so a lot of those songs stemmed from her weekend retreat.
So that might be an opportunity to go and meet some people and like collaborate with other artists as well.
I've made long lasting friendships from there. So it's
That's great.
Yeah.
So again, five songs on this Hold Your Fire record, which is incredible. Does that even make sense? Kind of redundant, though. But yeah, I highly recommend it. Again, Sierra West is here in our Pearl Street studios. One of these songs actually won an award recently. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at that event. It was the San Diego Songwriters Guild event, right?
Yeah.
And you submitted what song? It's About Time?
Yep.
Right? And what did you win as, I guess, the first prize?
So I think it's so funny. They call it platinum.
The platinum prize?
The platinum prize. But then there's also the gold prize. So it's pretty funny.
And I guess winning the platinum prize means that you're disqualified for any other future San Diego Songwriters Guild prizes, right?
Yeah, I'm like barred.
But that is pretty cool. I was actually a judge on the panel with some other pretty, you know, interesting people in the music industry, and including Gregory Page. And to be around that guy and to be on the same panel as him, I was it was kind of weird for me. I was almost starstruck in a way, you know.
Yeah, but, me too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There were some very talented artists and some very cool songs that were submitted. So actually to win the first prize award in that must have been a pretty good feeling for you, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Last year I was just really fresh to San Diego, totally new.
Right, you're very new. When did you get into town again?
Just in September.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I had won the gold award with Hold Your Fire.
The previous year.
Yeah,
amazing.
With the first track. Yeah. So, it was just really, really incredible to go back a year later and just, you know, see the growth and really get to just reconnect with everybody too. I just love the Songwriters Guild. So,
so would you say that so far your time in San Diego has been a great success?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love it. I love who doesn't love the weather here too, by the way?
Right.
I mean, I could be back east in the snow.
Sure, I know, man. Yeah, the past couple of days has been absolutely beautiful here in Southern California. Again, we are Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. We realize we have a lot of new listeners this early evening because Sierra West is here in our studio. And if you're not familiar with what we do, we are member-supported. We are a non-com here in Southern California. We're just over a year old. I was telling you off the air, it's incredibly fulfilling for me to again be able to take a chance on a record, do some cool things for independent artists, and so far so good here. So yeah, if you guys are at all interested in finding out what we do, again, kx935.com is the website you're probably listening on right now. Click on that membership page and you could be a member of the radio station and help keep the dream of FM glory days alive. If it would be agreeable to you, I'd like to play track 3 off the record, It's About Time. And then we'll come back and talk about more stuff. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Is there a storyteller's type of moment you could give with this particular song, or should we just play it immediately on the air?
Oh, I just play it immediately.
All right. We'll do that. This is Sierra West and more from our Pearl Street studios in just a moment.
Good look, and walk away, walk away. sideways for guidance above. Cause things are right. Sometimes it's just not right. I'm not lost, but I'm not found. But when I never came down and the whole world's broke, somebody get some glue. It's about time we start telling. I'm not lost, or how I wish I was found. What went up just never came down and the whole world's broke. Somebody get some glue. It's about time. It's about time.
There you go. The song is called It's About Time, track 3 off the Sierra West Hold Your Fire record. Holding it in my hand right now. Sierra West is in our Pearl Street studios right now on member-supported radio. As of late, you've been playing gigs. Is it just Sierra West solo, or do you have a band to call upon when you need them?
Oh, man. I do have friends that I play with. Mary Grasso is one of them, and oftentimes I'll play with Kim Bishop. She's a great photographer, but a wonderful drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of collaborate and do stuff together often. And
cool.
Mostly I play solo.
We're trying to get you up here in Laguna Beach for a Sunset Serenades event, which is hugely popular. It's kind of an annual concert series here, and hopefully you can make the time to come up and do some of that stuff, as well as play the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery maybe in the future for our Pearl Street sessions. You know, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. So we touched on the fact that you just won this award, San Diego Songwriters Guild. They gave you some, free studio time, $500 at Studio West, which is amazing. But you said you may or may not be able to do that right away because you're working on some other stuff.
Yeah, I am. I always go to this this wonderful event called the Durango Songwriters Expo. Mm. Jim puts that on.
Heard of that.
It's at the end of February, actually. Coming up, and that's just really wonderful for folks just wanting to learn about the craft of songwriting and how to pitch for film and TV, and it's just becomes a tribe. Like I'm just addicted. I'm gonna go all
so
the
is
time
that a,
now.
Is that a thing? That's an annual thing.
Yeah. It happens twice a year.
Okay.
Once in up in Buellton.
Where is that?
Oh, it's awesome. It's where Anderson's Split Pea Soup is. It's my favorite place.
Beautiful.
But
sounds delicious.
I think they have an ostrich farm there too. But it's just really nice wine country up there. And then they have it again in Colorado.
So it's an event with guest speakers and symposiums, and you might learn a little bit about the industry as well?
Oh, you learn so much about the industry and about building relationships and how to just really better the craft of your songwriting. And they have hit songwriters that come, and you just learn so much from them. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing experience. And so I'm doing a little small project with a local producer, doing fully produced songs for that event. And then I'm also going to be doing an acoustic project with Jeff Berkeley.
So. Awesome. His project for a few years now has been with it's Berkeley Heart. It's a duo, and they are some amazing songwriters and musicians in their own right, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get them up here to talk to me in the studio eventually.
I love them.
Well, you didn't bring that beautiful guitar. I imagine that's your go-to Taylor guitar, right?
This is actually was lent to me by my Uncle Mike,
cool.
who lives in Laguna. And I had never played a Taylor before this, and I absolutely adore it. My guitar was in the shop. I have a Gibson J180 that I just love. It's got that starlit inlay, and it's black, and it's the Everly Brothers model of a Gibson. So I was kind of a vintage-y guitar girl, and he is just so generous and lent me this guitar, and now I play it everywhere. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before you're ripping your first song live in the studio. By the way, that's the best thing. One of the best things about my job is to get all these interviews and performers here, performing right in front of my face. Like, couldn't ask for anything more. But what are some of those songwriters you might turn me or our listeners on to? Like, some of those songwriters that really influenced you in the past to really, start your own career.
Yeah, well, just being from Boston, Laurie McKenna is somebody that I've always just adored her records, and Jonathan Brooke as well are some pretty major female influences. But my number one all around guy is Martin Sexton. I love his everything about his stuff, his energy, his performance, his songwriting, his guitar playing, mm-hmm. is phenomenal. So,
are you a self-taught musician yourself, or?
I was for a long time. Yeah, mm-hmm. my dad was self-taught, and so he kind of passed that along to me, and I just recently started taking lessons. I'm actually going to be taking lessons with Pete Snell up at McCabe's.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Cool. Again, this is Sierra West. The website is sierrarocks.com. Definitely has a rather large internet presence. You got to do that as an independent artist. Hopefully you could see this particular artist play in and around the Laguna Beach area very, very soon. But what song did you want to play for us first?
So I thought, given our theme of the Songwriters Guild, I would play the bronze winning song.
Okay. And which song was that?
Split the Sky.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, this is called Split the Sky.
At your leisure. This is Sierra West live on KX93.5.
Read your letter piece by piece and recite it line by line. I wonder why you wouldn't speak, why you couldn't turn to me just one last time. Split the sky in half and make it rain. Feel my space in the storm, then come to me again. All I did was fall. Now you can't love me at all. Now you can't love me at all. I disappeared into dust, waiting for the train. To fight this fire I can't confront. Oh, I left you feeling stunned when all I wanted was to stay. I'll split the sky in half and make it rain. Feel my space in the storm, then come to me again. All I did was fall. Now you can't love me at all. Now you can't love me. Just look up and watch. watch the shadows lengthen. Turn down these melted steps as if you weren't breaking. All I did was fall. I'll split the sky in half and make it rain. Feel my space in the storm, then come to me again. All I did was fall. Now you can't love me at all. Now you can't love me at all.
Nicely done. That is live in our Pearl Street studios. That is Sierra West here on the radio. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Songwriting could be very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very personal, and we appreciate you sharing your songs with us.
Thanks.
No, you're very welcome. Really good stuff. And Jason Fetty's been blowing up my phone right now. He really wants you to get to play Sunset Serenades.
Oh, I'm in. I'm all about it.
That's awesome. We'll give you all the details on that in just a little bit. But you do have some family here in Laguna Beach, and you've spent a little bit of time here in Laguna, right?
Yeah, my Aunt Joni and my Uncle Mike live up here, and they have two awesome little dogs. And I visit every now and then. Yeah.
Awesome. So Sierra West, what is your day job, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm a veterinary technician. Mm-hmm. And you know, I moved into teaching and research, and so I work at UCSD, and I'm their training services coordinator for their animal care program.
Amazing. Very admirable work, caring for animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to make music your full-time job, would you want to do that? Or?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%, really?
And then I would volunteer for animals, like, on the side for fun.
That's awesome. How did you fund this last record, by the way? Was it all kind of out of pocket as an indie artist yourself? Have you ever done the, what is it called, crowdfunding thing, like Kickstarter?
I did, yeah. I did a Kickstarter campaign. You know, it's important to me, I think, for my next album to just fund it myself. And, but I did do Kickstarter, and it was successful. I raised about $3,000. That helped pay for the actual manufacturing of the album.
I guess so, for Kickstarter, you have to promise your fans something, right? If they donate, isn't that how it works?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You make up like different levels, and there's, you know, you get different things for depending on how much you donate. And but the kind of kicker with Kickstarter is that if you don't reach your goal, mm-hmm. then you don't get any money.
Right.
So that's kind of, I don't know. I'd rather be in for the sure thing and just have people really enjoy the music.
Totally.
You know, regardless. Like, I don't know. I think this digital stuff is really awesome because it'll get music out there without the cost of mm-hmm. Printing.
Right.
You know?
But then again, no artist has ever gotten paid from a YouTube video.
True.
Which is another thing. And again, those are the perils of being an indie artist, is you got to, you know, figure out how to, again, make a living doing this stuff. But so far, so good. You've been doing it right. And we're definitely on board with the Sierra West music. So you got to keep us in the loop musically with whatever you're doing. Again, you're going to be in the studio soon with Jeff Berkley. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And then so this new full length tentatively scheduled to come out when?
Who knows? I'm gonna shoot for February album writing month. You know, it's coming up, and so I'd love to have at least have the guitar and vocals done for February, and then, you know, the rest of it's just all sort of how when I can kind of fund it to be put out. So
you think the new record's going to be more or less solo acoustic, or are you looking to kind of change the dynamic a little bit?
I play the
washboard tie.
Yeah. I'll see if I could convince Jeff to slip that in.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Same type of vibe as the stuff we've been playing on the air.
Yeah, I think more acoustic based. Ryan Adams, Brandi Carlile have some pretty awesome stuff where you listen to the songs and it's very intimate. You could kind of take the album home and get that intimate acoustic feeling from it too,
right.
But there are, subtleties in the production with piano and other, the bass and.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're certainly looking forward to that. Is there anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Sierra West thus far?
I think we covered a lot of it.
We did cover a lot of stuff.
I'm a big fan of helping animals, and one thing that we didn't touch upon is a history with addiction, and I'm very strongly supportive of people going through troubles. Again, my brother was killed by a drunk driver, so I am very compassionate towards people struggling. And
right.
One thing I actually forgot to mention that has nothing to do with myself is there's a show tonight at the Griffin in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And some friends, King Washington, are playing.
What are they all about?
They're all about the fun. I don't know. They got their stuff going on. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're friends through my publisher, Honeypot. Matt's probably listening right now, jumping up and down.
Oh, I hope
that
so.
I just said that. So.
All right, so see them at the Griffin tonight, which is a cool borderline divey place down south.
Yeah.
And they serve good craft beer, I think, which is something that I'm all about.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you on the airwaves, even though I already know you personally. And you're always welcome to come to our Pearl Street studios. And again, we're looking forward to having you play here in Laguna Beach.
Awesome.
Very, very soon. So what song did you want to play next?
Oh, I wanted to play something kind of short and sweet.
Okay.
This is a song called Love You for Life. It's pretty new. So.
Beautiful. Again, Sierra, thank you so much for taking the time. And if you guys missed anything that we've done here in the studio, we record everything we do in the studio. It'll be available for consumption on demand on kx935.com whenever I get around to posting it, which would probably be tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
Again, Sierra West on KX935.
Don't know the age of the universe or the fate of the rising tide. Don't know how or if we'll ever learn. But I know, yeah, I know I'm gonna love you for life. I don't see the signs for a brighter earth, and I don't know what makes that moonshine. As we walk these streets of granite and dirt, oh, I know, yeah, I know I'm gonna love you for life. We're so strong that the stars aligned, put order in these chaotic times. Oh, I'm so glad you put your hand in mine. And I don't know what my heart is worth, or if we'll ever cross that great divide. Don't know how or if we'll be preserved, but I know, yeah, I know I'm gonna love you for life. I know, have you for life. I know, yeah, I know I'm gonna love you for life.